الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك، ووضعنا عنك وزرك، الذي أنقض ظهرك، ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب، وإلى ربك فارغب. وعلمنا رسولنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم التكبير التشريق: الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. Before we start our actual talk, a few points which hopefully will be of benefit to me, to all of us. One is that in the time of Hadrat, to see the great mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala, and that we never lose hope, never, never lose hope in the great, great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is our gunas which we have committed, whether it is the conditions presently, the virus, or all the unrest, the looting, etc., or whatever, everyone has got some problems, some difficulty. But our focus must be on the Dhat, the being of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So one very, very encouraging incident in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah Ta'ala, "Oh Allah, show me the worst person in my ummah." So Allah said, "Oh Musa, tomorrow when you emerge, come out of your house, the first person you see, he is the worst person in your ummah." In the morning, Musa alayhi salam came out, and the first person his eyes fall upon is a person carrying a little child, an infant, a little child on his shoulders. How sometimes we carry our children on our shoulders. So he said, "Child, this is the worst person in my ummah." Then he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, "Ya Allah, show me the best person in my ummah, the one who is the most pious, the best." Allah Ta'ala said, "Oh Musa, the first person you meet after sunset, he is the best person in your ummah." So after sunset, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw, and the first person he met, the same person. Now this is a complete contradiction. The person who was the worst is the person who is the best. Accountants will try and reconcile, how can the person who is the worst be the person who is the best? And in many matters of our deen, we also get confused, etc. And we think that there is a fault in deen, or the ulama, they don't understand, they don't explain properly, but we don't realize it's our fault. We don't understand. One Maulana explained that the whole world, whatever is happening, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The changing of day into night, night into day, the coming of the season, summer, winter, all this what is happening by the qudrat and the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So a person with a scientific mind, he said, Maulana, that's not what it's not by the qudrat of Allah. This is by the rotation of the earth around its axis, all its movements, etc. It is because of the atmospheric pressure, etc., because of magnetic forces which there are. And all these things, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, we don't deny. Allah has made all these things. And these are the outward things. And unfortunately, people of dunya, يَعْلَمُونَ الظَّاهِرَ مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know the outside things. But the reality, the actual force behind it, they can never reach there. We can call them what scientists, we can call them what mathematicians or what astronomers or philosophers, and an ordinary Muslim who's not an alim also, but he's got yaqeen on the zaat of Allah, he says all that are just outward superficial things, really is the hand of Allah that is working. So anyway, so a person with a scientific mind, he told Maulana, this is not all by the qudr, this is all the proofs we got, scientific proof. That this is happening because of this, day comes, night comes, summer comes, winter comes, etc. So Maulana had a stick, he took his walking stick and gave him one shot on his head. So he said further, there's a problem with you Maulanas, you got no answers for us. And then you want to just condemn us, you want to hit us, you just resort to that. So Maulana said, I didn't hit you. So he said, Maulana, on top of it, you're lying also. And you're a big Maulana. And you got a big beard and everything and you're lying. So he said, I didn't hit you. So he said, what happened then? So he said, the magnet in your head pulled the magnet in my stick. So the stick came and fell on your head. And you must make sugar, you got a small magnet in your head. You hardly got bird brains in here. And you're thinking you're a big scientist and a big rocket scientist and philosopher and something. That's all. Then he realized it's not the magnetic forces. There's somebody who is using the stick. And that is what is happening. So like that, everything is happening by the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this, so many things we can't reconcile. There are many things in our deen we can't understand. And our deen is not what we understand and what I make out of it. Okay? For example, we are sitting here, all of us, inshallah, all of us got our wudu stuff, but if somebody's wudu broke, then he goes and makes wudu again, he's not going to wash the place where he made where the wudu broke from. That he won't even touch if he passed wind. But he'll wash his hands, he'll wash his face, make masa, wash his leg, the farais and the sunnahs, all that he'll do. So it doesn't make sense according to us. Iman is not what makes sense to us. Iman is what is the word of Allah and the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether we understand, we don't understand. Whether it's totally against what we see with our eyes. But what Allah has said, that is what is Iman. So Allah give us tawfiq of that. So anyway, Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, Ya Allah, I don't understand. The person who is the worst is the person who is the best also. Allah said, O Musa, in the morning when this person went out with his little child, he went to the jungles. The little child asked Abba, my father, my beloved father, is there something more bigger than this huge jungle? A small child in his mind, the whole jungle so big. So he said, yes, there is much more bigger than that, much more mightier, much more weightier than that. The mountains, they are much more bigger. So he asked, O Allah, O my Abba, is there something more bigger and greater and heavier and stronger than the mountains also? He said, yes, my son, my child, it is the skies. The skies, and that also is a solid object, the sky. It's not what scientists say, it's the limit of our eyesight. and it looks blue because of the water of the sea, etc. All it is a solid thing, and on the day of Qiyamah it's going to break into pieces. And it will fall, and what that will be, what we went through, this virus, this andre, is nothing. We thinking it's very big. We made a big issue about it, but it's nothing. Allah save us of that day, which will come on the worst of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So he said, the sky. Then the child asked, oh my father, is there something even more greater, more mightier than the sky? And then the father, with a bit of sorrow and sadness in his heart, he said, yes, my child, it is my gunas, my sins. And this is a great thing if a person can acknowledge I'm sinful. Now also people ask, why this happened to me? That I'm all right, I'm not sinful, but why this happened to me? In many things in our homes, in our personal lives, individually, collectively, first thing a person has to understand, I am the cause of it. We cannot move forward till we don't realize, I personally, Abdul Hamid, I'm the cause of these problems. And then all generally, what the problems are, especially this shamelessness at the moment, immorality which is taking place, the worst of worst things which Allah compares insan, balhum adal, they are worse. Ulaika kal an'am, balhum adal. These people who are so bad are like animals and even worse. So with the lowest Allah compared us. But that lowest also, the male doesn't marry a male. A male doesn't mate with a male. And a female doesn't mate with a female. The worst. And this who is supposed to be ashraful makhlukah, the best, he is doing even worse than what the lowest is. So what is our condition? And the people who are doing this, they are doing it. Allah guide them. Allah give them hidayah. But I have to ask myself, you ask yourself, that I can't change. I haven't got the power. Government is not in my hand. Power is not in my hand. But haven't I got dua at least? How many of us have made dua? That Ya Allah give hidayah to all these people. We talk about this LGBTQ and all this other funny things. But how many of us make dua? Just talking is not going to help. We spend hours and hours discussing why these things happen. Well planned it was. This happened, that happened. Somebody puts this his view, another person his view. But who of us spend 2 minutes in dua? 2 seconds in dua. Everything is in there. If our real yaqeen is, it's in the hands of Allah, and Allah, Allahu Akbar, in His great mercy, gave us our connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that is, we just pick up our hands. And we pick up our hands and see. What we'll see in our hands? There are 2 numbers written in the palms of our hands. The Arabic numbers. 18 and 81. Together 99, the famous 99 names, all the power, great power of Allah, Allah put it in the hands of every mu'min. Every person of the world, everyone has got this. But we are not using it. And for us it's just a matter of raising our hands to Allah and to take from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So he acknowledged that person, my sins are even worse and more greater than all the skies. Then the child asked, oh my Abba, is there something more greater, weightier, mightier than your sins? Then with a sparkle in his voice, he said, yes my son, there is the forgiveness of Allah and the mercy of Allah. He just said that, so Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he didn't ask, ulama have written, for forgiveness, there are 4 basic conditions. He just acknowledged his son. He acknowledged Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Allah said, on account of that, I forgave him all his sins. And when Allah forgives, if we forgive, husband forgives the wife, wife forgives the husband, the court and the law forgives a person, you did this, even high treason, but now we are forgiving you. They will just forgive, that's all. But Allah says, I changed all his gunas into good deeds. And not only that, the person was the worst person, I made him now the best person in your ummah. And that door is open for me, for you, and for all till the day of Qiyamah. whether it is our gunas, whether it is these conditions. For us is not that we sit, we make our meetings, we discuss, we see for service, but that is just outward. Reality is when we are alone with Allah. Allah give us tawfiq, the hajjud time. If not after Farayl, if not before Maghrib, if not any time, 24 hours, Allah's doors are wide open. But those are special times. Let us turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah will sort out our problems. And Allah is the greatest and the most powerful. We talk of new world order. We talk of all new funny things. All that is insignificant in the eyes of Allah. We making this people big in our hearts. There's this people, oh, now this new world order going to come. Oh, the World Bank, IMF, these people were United Nations, they're going to control. What we worried about all that? Wasting our time. I'm also wasting my time speaking about this. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. Turn to Allah. We got the greatest source. What are we worried? Of the small little, not even equal to ants, these things. They're not equal to anything. We got the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq to turn to Allah Ta'ala for our sins, to have them forgiven also. For all these conditions, unrest, plague, pandemic, our businesses, our families, some marital problems, some financial problems, some health problems, all these are nothing compared to the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has explained in one Malfooz. Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, we have not understood the power of our heart. Every person, Muslim and non-Muslim. The power of the heart, Allah has put great strength and power. For example, we all know, we give an example, we say he's got a lion's heart. Why is this proverb, a lion's heart? Because a lion, the heart Allah has put in the lion, we know it's daring. It's not afraid of anything. How it will attack. It's the king of the jungle. Not because of its size. It's very small. There's a lot of other explanation. We haven't got all that time. But the lion, that animal which is not so big, is the king of the jungle because of its heart. And everyone's heart, Muslim and non-Muslim, everyone, that heart Allah has given us. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali then further says, you people haven't understood the power of the heart. The heart is that sicknesses are afraid for the heart. If we use that heart, on the other hand, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali writes, our Shaykh explained many times, is the heart of a fox. A fox has got a very weak heart. It's very frightened, very sly. It doesn't want to do anything. It just finds excuses, etc. So compared to a fox heart and a lion's heart, compared to a non-Muslim's heart and a mu'min's heart, and a mu'min's heart that has got iman in that, what power has that got? A mu'min is not afraid of all these conditions. And mashallah, now we saw how many of our youngsters who stood up to defend the place, look after the places, what strong hearts they had. Hey, outwardly, if you go and look at the whole mob coming, a whole amount of people, hey, you'll be afraid. But this heart, and where this heart was used, in a place where the person, he said, I'm not such a pious person, I'm the sinner, but open the doors of the masjid. It's the power of the heart. Doors of the masjid were open, calm came in that place. Everything, we don't understand what heart Allah has given us. The Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, 3,000 faced the enemy of 200,000 of the best army of the world of the time. The best trained, the best equipment in the world. 3,000 Sahaba defeated them. What was it? It wasn't their outward. Sahaba ate very little. Their bodies were thin. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa rada. He's climbing a tree to take miswak sticks. The other Sahaba see his feet, his calf. So thin it is, they automatically burst out laughing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't look at that. He looked so weak. At the age of 94, he became shaheed in jihad. Hey, what a heart he had. This was the Sahaba. Allah has given us also that heart. We must use that heart of ours. So anyway, another very important point that I wish to share with all, what we benefit from and what we feel are convinced this is really wonderful and beneficial, we try and share with everyone. Allah give us all tawfiq also. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day, Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah tabaraka ta'ala writes on the forehead of the person. Allah writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atu minan nifaq. This person is free from hypocrisy. And what a degree. All that other degrees, LLB and MA and PhD, what is all that? Absolutely nothing. Allah writes here, Bara'atu minan nifaq wa bara'atu minan nar. Free from the hot hypocrisy and free from the fire of Jahannam. And Allah will raise him on the day of Qiyamah with the Shuhada. And to read 100 times, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 3 minutes, 4 minutes at the most. And Durood Sharif is that the ibadah, As-salatu ala nabi, mustajabun qat. The fuqaha have written, Allama ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullah alayhi, etc. The other ibadat of ours, we don't know if it's accepted or not. All weaknesses we got. But Durood Sharif is 100% accepted. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, Allah fulfills 100 of his needs. 30 of this dunya, whether it's your virus problems you got, whether it's the unrest problem you got, whether you not decided, I must start business again, I mustn't start, I must go small way, I must go big way, what must I do? Just read Durood Sharif. And for the akhirat, 70 of our, Allah will fulfill 70 of our needs of akhirat. Really, we are very neglectful of salawat ala nabi. I wish I could speak more and more on that, but Allah give me also, give us all tawfiq. And to make sure that every day I read my 100 duruds. Between us and Allah, make our niyat now. That I must read my 100 duruds every day. And as soon as possible I must read. In one hadith it comes also, a person who reads, and these are all absolutely authentic and most reliable. To make amal on them, there is absolutely no... Today also another thing that has come, this is not right, that is not right, forget about all that, what our ulama have written. Eh? And our ulama, whom ulama of the world have declared, they are more greater than Allama Aini, Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani, all these great, great ulama, our ulama have surpassed them also. So anyway, the other, that a person who reads, just think of the surah, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, which is most beloved to Allah Ta'ala also. Qul Huwallahu Ahad and Samad. La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. So much. Then Ahadan, Samadan. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Let us read it together. La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Ahadan, samadan, lam yalid, walam yulad, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. 2 million sawabs are written down for him. And to get Jannah, ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliya. Ala inna sil'atallah al-jannah. The business transaction with Allah, the price is very heavy, very big. And it is Jannah. So we need this to pay for our Jannah. And Allah has made it so easy. So, La ilaha illallahu ahdahu la sharika lahu. Ahadan, samadan, lam yalid, walam yulad, walam yakul lahu kufuan ahad. We are worried, I lost my 1 million year. Just read this, which takes you 3-4 seconds, and you got 2 million. Okay? And 2 million, which is going to last you forever and ever. Yeah, you might get somebody help you out, some fund, some help, you take loans, you set yourself up, you took 10 million, you took 5 million, you took 200,000, you got yourself sorted out again. But it is only for dunya. The real life is the akhirah. And just with this, Allah Ta'ala will give us, and so many other a'mal. One, subhanallah, is better, khayru min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. One namaz, two rakats of namaz, better than the dunya and wa ma fiha. What is in the dunya. But our yaqeen is not on the two rakats namaz. On my business, on my office, on my other things, we have got that yaqeen. But on my deen and what, this is absolute. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. In the surah, before we carry on, today we are worried that many of us have been looted. Allah Ta'ala put our minds also stable. Let us think straight also. And let us, Allah put it in us and guide us to what is the best. Allah recompense us also. And Allah give us, and in the akhirat, only one thing we have to do, sabr. Accept it. And we got no choice. We've got absolutely no choice. One time, one great buzurg with his murid was making tawaf. And his eyes fell on a lady who was exceptionally beautiful. Not only beautiful, but you could see the calm and serenity on her face. So he mentioned to his sati that this is a lady that she hasn't tasted sorrow, difficulty, hardship in the least, but otherwise the radiance on her face, the brightness on her face, and so much of beauty, it can't be. She overheard. She said, you don't know my plight. I haven't told anyone, I'll tell you today my plight. It was Qurbani time, Bakri Eid, and we slaughtered our animal. After that, my two little children, small children, the one told the other one, you saw how Abba slaughtered the animal. I will also show you. He said, yes, show me. And he took the knife and he slaughtered his brother. After he slaughtered his brother, imagine your own child being slaughtered. He ran away in the jungle. He said that, because now he realized, what the thing I have done. He went away in the jungle. Wild animals got hold of him. They ate him up. The father went out to look for his child. Looking everywhere. And in the heat, hungry, thirsty, he died of thirst. The mother, the other infant child, small baby, was playing near the stove where the mother had boiling water on the stove. And the child pulled at the pot, the handle, whatever it might be, and all that extremely boiling water. The mother went to the door to try and get some news about the father. In that, this child went to the stove and pulled that boiling water on it. Water fell on it, it died. And not only died, but that water was so hot and boiling, all the skin and flesh came off the body also. And then when her daughter, married daughter, got news of this, all this happened, she died of shock. She says, this all happened to me. But I had a choice of either making sabr or fighting with Allah Ta'ala, fighting with taqdeer. And being displeased with Allah Ta'ala. I had a choice. And I realized that in sabr, I will get everything. What Allah will give in akhirah, a person who dies in the pandemic making sabr, shahadat that person gets. A person on any difficulty, even a thorn pricking you. You had your pen in your right pocket, somehow you put it in the left pocket. And now you're looking for it that little bit, you get parishan, worried. For that you get sawab. On sabr is everything. So she said, I had a choice. And I made sabr. And there is no way out. If you don't want to make sabr, if it's your choice and you don't want to make sabr, don't make sabr. What are you going to do? You're going to fight with Allah? You're going to run away from the system of Allah, go to some other world, go to some other system? We got no choice whatsoever. There is only one Allah. And what Allah, we want the what is good for us. Allah grants us what is the best. Sometimes we can't understand it. One king who loved his hunting, he was going out hunting and his chief minister was always with him, very good friends. Just as they started the journey, the king got cut by his thumb. And just when you get cut, the pain, it burns, and the pain you feel. And the minister had the habit of saying, Jo hota hai, so acha hota hai. جو اللہ اچھا کرتا ہے. وٹ ایور ہیپن از گڈ, وٹ اللہ از ڈن از دا بیسٹ. سو دا کنگ ہی تھنکس لائک اے کنگ دیٹ آئی ایم ان چارج آف ایوری تھنگ اینڈ یہ آئی گاٹ ہرٹ, اٹس برننگ می, دا پین از ٹیربل اینڈ ہی تھنگ از ویری گڈ وٹ ہیپن. سو امیڈیٹلی آرڈر پٹ ہم ان جیل, 3 days jail sentence. Why he said that? And the king carried on with his hunting spree. He went beyond his body borders and where there were cannibals, people who eat human beings. They caught the king. So they were going to eat him. They were cannibals. They eat people alive. But they also had some masalas like we got for qurbani. The tail must be right. The ears must be right. All those some masalas. So they also had a masala. A person who got some injury, he's not fit for qurbani. We can't eat him. So they checked him up. This one cut he got. So they say, okay, now he's not fit for qurbani. Let him go. Now he realized, jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. At that time we think, oh, very bad happened. I got cut, I got hurt, the burn and that. But now I realize what Allah does is the best. He was very thankful. He came. With royal pomp, he took out the minister from the jail, red carpet treatment. Now I understand what you said. But he said, I put you in jail for 3 days. That also you said, jo Allah karta hai, so achha. What was good in you going into jail? So he says, Badshah Salamat King, you know that we don't separate from one another. When they caught you, they should have caught me. We should have been together. You should get saved because you had a cut. But I got no scar, no any defect in my body. They should eat me up alive. 3 days I stayed in jail and my life got saved. So, jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta. We ask for what is good, Allah does what is best for us. We should turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, whatever halat and conditions come, realize they are from Allah. And Allah does only what is good. No matter what, we can't fight with Allah. So she said, that lady said, I surrendered to Allah. One immediate result, a person who makes the sabr, surrenders to Allah Ta'ala, Allah puts comfort in the heart. And happiness comes. That whatever happened, it was from Allah. Allah knows best. Allah has got qudrat over everything. Allah Ta'ala is the best of planners. He is the best of decision makers. He is the... What coolness comes. She says, the serenity you see, this beauty, after all that, but I surrendered to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And then she said that, a person who surrenders to Allah ta'ala, though sabr is bitter, but this fruit of it is the sweetest fruit. It is very bitter to make sabr, but the fruit of it is extremely sweet that comes. And then she went away. And she said that a person who surrenders to Allah Ta'ala, so Allah give us also that tawfiq. In the surah that I have recited, Maulana recited it in namaz, I thought this is the ideal subject for tonight. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was given the greatest task in the world. Nobody else was given a task as was given to them. No Nabi was given a task like that. No angel was given a task what was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how it concerned. And we read that how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his feet used to get swollen up in his namaz. How he endeavored this incident of Taif, where they were in the valley of Abu Talib for how long? 3 years. And what they had to go through. What and what? In Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif, the alliance of the kuffar of the world to come and attack them. Everywhere, everything, and to bring deen in its perfect form. Hal ballaghta ar-risala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the sahaba, did I convey? Hal ballaghtu? Did I convey that? It wasn't a ask any person, even us as fathers, any alim, the deen to present it, we have failed miserably to our children, to our community, what deen is, to convey it in practice, to convey it verbally, in your thinking to convey it, your sleeping, your eating, deen to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So what a responsibility was on his shoulder. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, wa wada'na anka wizrak, this whole burden that was on your shoulders, we had taken it away. We had removed it. So whatever we have got, what we are going, what we went through, what we are going through, Allah save us in the future, we ask for afiyat. The dua of afiyat is one of the most valuable duas. And we have to ask Allah Ta'ala. But what challenges come also, it is only Allah that will make it easy. وَوَضَعَنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَذَ ظَهْرَكَ. It's breaking your back. Many of us are feeling like that. I can't sleep at night. I can't think straight. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what to do. Then, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And then, oh Allah, Allah's Nabi, we raise your position the highest. The most high, after being so much in difficulty and hardship, we raise your position the highest. So Allah will raise the position of a person. We just turn, and then Allah made a declaration for all people. Not only for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for all. Inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. What explanation Allah reward, and what ulama Allah has given this ummah. What mufassireen, that inna ma'al usri. Al-usr is ma'rifa, is a definite thing. And the ulama have written, when it's repeated, it refers to the same difficulty. That inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri. It's two times. Ma'al yusra is, it's not defined. It's left open. So they have explained for every single, in a correct giving, beautiful explanations have been given. In for any and every one problem, Allah has made many solutions. So we don't have to be afraid now. Don't take the whole burden on ourselves. And when we got that, we just hand it over to Allah Ta'ala. Allah takes care. Hand all our matters. وَفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Allah will save you from all the planning and plotting. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'it. You look after us, O Allah. You sort them out, all, whoever is planning. Whether it is people who are making all this, putting panic and fear in us, whether we are getting messages, somebody is coming to attack, hand it over to Allah Ta'ala. And we have seen people first hand report, return to the masjid, return to the house, return to Allah, start with amal, and how Allah removed everything. You can't imagine. Personally, very briefly, I went to Pakistan when I was studying. We were studying in India, in Deoband. When I came back, at that time you need a road permit if you came by road. And I got it also, but it was the wrong permit. They didn't allow me to cross. It was near Christmas Day, 25th December. Offices are all closed. I was all alone, and I bought a lot of kitabs. I was like in a panic state. Now what to do? The border closes at night. All my money I spent finished because I didn't need Pakistani money anymore. Nowhere to go. But how Allah opened the doors. At that time, Allah gave me topic. I could still read my Asr Namaz. Not even Salatul Hajj I read. I just made my first Asr Namaz. I said, I have to read my Asr. I just made Namaz, finished, made Salam. And the peace on the heart. And then all the things how Allah sorted it out. All my trunks of kitabs, my luggage and everything else, how it got sorted out. Just turn to Allah. Allah give us all to. Allah's help is there for everyone. If Allah's help is for a sinner like me, won't it be like for angels like you? Allah's help is there for everyone. We must just turn to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So anyway, inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. What must you do? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Turn to amal. And amal, not that just little bit, but in فَانْصَبْ is so much that you make your ibadah, that you feel it. Not that you're feeling little tired, now you close your Quran. You reading tasbih, now you got some other words. No, carry on. فَانْصَبْ. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. And turn to Allah with rahmat, with shawl, and make Allah's ibadah with happiness. Whenever we make namaz, make shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you ordained namaz for us. The greatest ibadah. After iman, the greatest thing, salat. And you made it out of your kindness, you made it for us. And you have given me, a person who is so sinful, you gave me the tawfiq that I am going to be standing in front of you. I will say, Allahu Akbar. I will be standing humbly in front of you. I'll make ruku, sajda, to get the tawfiq of ruku and sajda. What a great ni'mat of Allah. Billions, billions are deprived of this. We acknowledge it, and we are really, compared to all the numbers, small numbers who have the opportunity of making sajda to Allah, of making ruku for Allah. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So we should turn, and in that Allah will sort all the problems of us, of ours out. May Allah give us tawfiq. The takbir e tashriq that we read, and we are reminded of it all the time. And it has got great connection with these days of Tashriq also. These days of Qurbani also. In it, four times we are saying, Allahu Akbar. May one time, one billionth of one time, the greatness of Allah come in our hearts. We are saying it, and some of us, and we should say it with passion, with eagerness and happiness, not just mumble it and like it's a burden on us, but say it with feeling and say it with the meaning, keeping it, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That one post, many of us, it must have come in there, that a non-Muslim writes, when the Muslim says, Allahu Akbar, well, then everything, he's prepared to give everything for Allah. This Allahu Akbar, it has shattered the palaces and the castles of Caesar, of Caesar and Kisra. This one Allahu Akbar, when the Sahaba attacked with Allahu Akbar, what power Allah. And we are saying it four times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And La ilaha illallah. Allah give us to understand. Today this La ilaha illallah is not on our tongues. One of the main features of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that La ilaha illallah will be easy on their tongues. It will be frequent on their tongues. Today, till today, and let us not have any doubts, the Arabs, whether they're in Saudi, whether in Bahrain, whether in Dubai, whether in Yemen, anywhere, especially the Arabs, there are huge amounts who are really dedicated to Allah Ta'ala. Though they are suppressed, they can't voice themselves, but they have got that. And they are those people that anything, a thing of happiness, La ilaha illallah. A thing of sadness, La ilaha illallah. A thing of surprise, La ilaha. Everything, La ilaha. And that was supposed to be on our tongue. Now think, I think for myself, how much of La ilaha comes on my tongue? If a person sits to make zikr 100 times, we got a problem with that person. He's making zikr, my stomach gets sore. I get migraine because he's making zikr. Whereas zikr is a thing we should enjoy. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. And say tahajjud time. And make the zikr. And see your connection with Allah. What enjoyment. The name of Allah. Allah, Allah. Kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Well, the name of Allah should bring, we talk of biryani, we talk of roast, water comes in the mouth. Really, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, I saw with my eyes our buzurg, somebody else is making zikr and water comes in their mouth. What enjoyment in the name. There is no enjoyment that can surpass the enjoyment of the name of Allah. When we hear adhan, this is another thing. Many of us, we are happy we got deen in our lives. That I am dindar. I am a maulana. I am a sufi. I am a tablighi. I am a whatever else it might be. But just think. In my house, I am the head of the family and I am speaking to my family. And nobody is listening to me. All are doing their own things. And they're talking loudly also. And they're laughing and carrying on for themselves also. How will I feel? I'm the ustad in the class, in the madrasa, and I'm speaking to my students, and they're just ignoring me. They're just talking among themselves. When adhan goes, it is a caller of Allah. And how many of us have any respect for the Adhan? Those of us who are like pious, once we were in Masjid al-Nabawi, it was between Maghrib and Isha, not far from the Roza Mubarak, behind Roza Mubarak. And there were few brothers, and they were laughing at the top of their voice, talking and joking, Adhan going, and it means nothing to anyone. If that is our, if that is what deen we got, then what is our deen? And how angry won't you become? Allah's caller is calling out, and we just indifferent to it. Whatever work we are carrying on, we just carrying on. We don't pay any respect to Adhan. We don't reply to Adhan. How many of us be sincere to ourselves? And for yourself, decide that whenever Adhan goes, do I reply to Adhan? And what great virtues there are to it. And then to respond to the Adhan. Once the Adhan is gone, everything mu'attab, everything is cancelled now. Now it is to go to the Masjid. How many of us do that? That we come to the Masjid and we get ready for namaz, our wudu, our sunnahs before namaz. Think for ourselves. Isha, how many rakats of Isha? Maulana? 17. We all learn 17. Each one asks, how many rakats do I make? I fall short in my namazes. I don't make my 17. How many rakats for Zohar? 12. Who of us makes 12 rakats? The most that we will make, and many of us who are namazi, we are happy, I'm a namazi. My four sunnat e muakkada, in many cases I'm making it after the farz, instead of making it before on its time. And the two nafals, that's nafal. That's not necessary. I'm a maulana, but it's not necessary for me also. I'm a tablighi, not necessary for me. Sufi is not necessary for me. How many of us? So for what? For who is that? For who are those namazes? Isha, 17. Jummah, 14. How many of us make these namazes? We are looting the namazes of Allah. So if we don't get looted, what is going to happen? When and it comes in the hadith, the worst thief is the one who steals in his namaz. We are stealing in quantity also. And these are now who are pious people, who are not making namaz at all. That's a different story completely. We who are supposed to be, how many of us are making 17 rakats of Isha? How many of us are making 14 of Jummah, 12 of Zohar? Ask ourselves. And to do it with Takbir-e-Ula. And then, this is the outward, the quantity, the quality of namaz, Al-Amanul Hafiz. Whether it's me or perhaps I don't know, some all must be concentrating properly on their namaz. We find good people who just started with namaz, now scratching the beard. Just a little while again, now putting the topi right. In the namaz, what kind of namaz are we making? We are looting. In Urdu, they say lootna. And that is usually used for to take advantage, to take the benefit of things. And yet this looting is to take illegally, to take in a haram way. So from Allah's treasures, lootna chahiye. We should be taking of all the treasures of Allah. When we're not doing that and we are looting in our namaz, so Allah send the people to loot our things from this dunya. We are responsible. It is our responsibility. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that first of all to understand that whether it's a pandemic and so many of our family members have passed away, so many are ill, whether it is this unrest, and may Allah save us of even worse things. That make shukr to Allah, our iman is in order. The greatest asset that we have got, everything in the world together. If a person not 10 and 20 shops, if he owned the whole CBD of Durban, if he owned the whole area of Overport, the houses, the factories, the businesses, all that, and a person has got weak iman, that person is much, if this person hasn't got iman, that person with iman is far. Allah kept our iman. Iman, we will get our jannah, inshallah. Iman, we'll be able to make sabr. With iman, we'll be able to overcome any hurdle in the world. The biggest of hurdles that can be, by iman, that, oh Allah, give us that yaqeen. that it makes all the problems of the world easy for us. So Allah kept our iman. Yeah, our Islam, we made namaz together. And what shukr of Allah. We stood properly shoulder to shoulder. Again, yeah, also we too should understand. Standing 1 meter apart or 1.5 meter apart. And to stand 1 centimeter apart or 1 millimeter apart, both we are standing apart. We must stand shoulder to shoulder, we must touch the shoulders. And if we have to, in namaz, take a little step on the side of the imam to make sure our shoulders are touching. Most cases, before, now also, we are doing social distancing. We are saying that in our masjid, no social, but I'm doing social. Our shoulders are not touching. When there is a small gap of 1 millimeter, shaitan comes in between. Then we ask the questions of the ulama and the mashayikh that no concentration I got in namaz. When shaitan, you have allowed him to come, and now 1 meter apart, shaitan is coming not only with his whole family, his whole tribe. Then where are we going to be able to have concentration in namaz? So Allah bring that deen comes into our lives. So whatever all this happened, also let us understand, it could have been much more worse. Don't just look at it like that. It could have been much more worse. Our houses are saved. Our women folk are saved. The izzat and honor of our women are protected. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. For what we have to make sabr is very little. For what we have to make shukr, we can never reach there. To even recognize the favors of Allah. To make just with our tongue shukr. And the reality of shukr is beyond us completely. So Allah Ta'ala is, and see also that these conditions came upon us. Those of us who went through it, and those who didn't go, but we all feel it. The whole Muslim ummah, and the ummah showed its solidarity at this time. That whatever we others felt, though we physically didn't feel it, emotionally we also, our tears just came out of the eyes. That hearts are bleeding at the loss what our brothers went through, what others went through. Otherwise, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, that person forget being a mu'min is not a human being. When somebody else is in difficulty and we don't find any pain in our heart, we're not even human beings. So alhamdulillah, the ummah and the people from the world stood with and solidarity, whether it was just some messages, whether it was the du'as that were being made, etc., but all stood together. How people went and looked after other people's properties, how they spent their nights, they exhausted themselves, and spending their days and their nights, and still they are doing it, all this, so it could have been much more worse. So we should make and think of the think what other people went through. Whether it was the Burma. At that time, women, our Muslim women, most of us are from Gujarat here. Some are from other places also. But the Muslims of Gujarat, of Randher particularly, who were in Burma, so wealthy. The women folk had up to 2-3 maids to bath them. They didn't bath on their own. The women, the maids used to bath them. And the way their lives were, Jamaat went to one brother and encouraged him to go out in the path of Allah. He took them into his safe and opened it, stacked with notes. Piles and piles. He said, your father will look after this. If we're going in Jamaat, your father will come and look after this. This was their condition. And when the time came overnight, when everything, the government turned the orders, what you call that? The currency and everything, nationalized everything. Everything belongs to the government. You couldn't open your shop, forget your safe or anything. Government took it over. And at that time when they had to leave, those same women, their own babies, they had to throw them away by the side. They couldn't carry them anymore. They had to eat living frogs while they were traveling. Just to save their lives. Those women who were living in that luxury, we didn't taste anything of this. When the Tartars invaded Baghdad, a woman of the Tartars would come to a Muslim man and say, I haven't got my sword with me now, you just stand here, I'm going to bring my sword. He couldn't move, he didn't have that courage in him to move. He had to wait till she came and she slaughtered, a woman slaughtered him. We didn't face with those things. Allah still gave us that iman. Our youngsters, our people stood up and protected and looked after the properties also, looked after us also. And much more than that, Karbala, what happened in the time of Hazrat Ali, in the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and what incident. Also make shukr to Allah. Don't just be negative and focus on the negative. Innumerable, we ourselves, for each day, for our children, we bought new clothes. Everything we gave them. But one thing we couldn't get. Not that we didn't want to, we couldn't get it. And the child just focuses on that one thing. And say, Abba, you didn't buy this for me. Abba, you didn't buy my new shoes for me. You didn't buy this. And all the other things we did, or for your wife you do. And she just focuses on the one thing which you couldn't manage. How we will see it. And Allah who has done so much, and we're just focusing on this one thing. No, let us think of our eyes we can still see. Our brains are functioning. We can eat. We can pick up our hands, fingers. Our muscles are working. We can eat. Our food is getting. What namats of Allah Ta'ala. When we sit down to eat, it's not only the food we are eating. All that utensils, that they safety and happiness, protection. If while the best food is prepared and a fire breaks out. One person gets a heart problem and has to be rushed to the hospital. Everything is left one side. What the favors of Allah. So let us not forget that. Think of the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Then whatever difficulties that have come, make sabr. As that lady, she said, I had the choice of making sabr or not make. On sabr, Allah gave me all. Just make sabr. It's Allah. You will this and you sort it out for us. We hand it over to you, O Allah. And whatever little effort we have to make, we do our effort. But don't trust our effort. Put our trust fully in Allah. Allah will open great doors for us. And the whole ummah is standing with us. Messages have come from overseas, from ulama, from various people for this difficulties that they replied that we went through and we are still in. People are still putting fear in us. What messages are still going around? Put our trust in Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And then another very important point is that we do some introspection. Take stock of ourselves. Why did this happen to us? Why? One good friend of ours of Swaziland, just before this was in Swaziland, he says, my shop was 100% intact. My shop, the shop on this side, both were looted completely. My shop was 100%. Then the police phoned me and told me, come in empty, take your goods away. We can't guarantee whether it's still going to be. So why did Allah protect? Why did my thing? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. That is also there. بِشَيْءٍ. We will test you also. But generally, when my problems, it's my gunas. When I see somebody else in difficulty, Allah wants to give him higher stages. Allah, we do it opposite. When it's my problems, Allah wants to give me high. Somebody else because of his gunas. No, that's not the correct. When it's my problems, it's my gunas. That's why this came. Somebody else has got problems, it is Allah wants to give him higher stages. So realize that take stock of, am I giving my zakat properly? And one thing, Palestinians, they say, that the Jews who are taking over their land, they say, because we did not do the inheritance of the people who passed away, we didn't sort out the inheritance. May Allah make me maaf, but I can say almost with certainty, most of us, that the inheritance of our parents was not sorted out properly. Many of us go to the court, many of us deprive the woman folk. Many of us, we just take it like there is nothing to be done about it. The inheritance to sort it out is a great ibadat, a very great ibadat and a very important thing. And while we are living, let us get our things in order and make it easy. Allah gave me tawfiq for a number of years. Every year before Ramzan, Rajab, I start saying everything, money that I keep in my pocket, I write it down also. At that time I've got a note that they must check what it is. Where I've kept my money in the cupboard, wherever else, that also, write it down. And tell them you owing somebody money, somebody is owing you, let it be clear for them. And I also went to the little bit extent that each one shares also I worked out. And if Allah wishes to, they might die before me. What we plan and what Allah does with them. But try and sort, make it easy. By the first weekend, so to say, by the latest, let the inheritance be sorted out. Many of us, good families, pious families, doing lot of dini work, but for generations, the inheritance hasn't been sorted out. Our namazes, our deen, how weak we are in our deen. We all made our Isha namaz, may Allah accept it. We made our sunnahs, our witr, etc. also. If we make salam to the right, whose niyat must we make? Maulana, you're giving me all the right answers. Whoever is on the right, the imam is on the right. And also jinnat. And don't be frightened for jinnat. They are also here. And the pious ones also make all the niyat. Who of us made niyat? When we made on the right, who of us made niyat for the for kiram and katibin? Who made niyat for the imam? What a great favor of the imam. He led us in the greatest. He led our delegation to in front of Allah Ta'ala. And we didn't even make dua for him, salamati dua and rahmat. Ask ourselves, did I make niyat of the imam? Did I make niyat? And we are such one person in Azad world some years back. Fajr namaz, he made namaz next to one person. And made salam, of course, right, left side. So he made salam on him also. But he had planned a robbery at his house. The crooks were already at his house. Yeah, he's making salam, supposed to be on him. And there he has prepared a robbery at his house. So what kind of salam are we making? So what deen have we got? We are claiming we have got deen. So Allah Ta'ala, this difficulty, let us all feel it and take introspection. Take stock. And there are many, many more things also. And then finally, let us also realize that whatever Allah, whatever happens, has happened by the will of Allah, and we are feeling bitter. Anyone who does wrong to us, we feel bitter. We feel upset with that person. We might be making bad dua for that person. If we can harm that person, we'll want to harm him. Let us take the lesson from Yusuf alayhi salam. What his brothers put him in the well, and they lied to their father. He got sold on the markets of Egypt as a slave. He was put into prison. He was falsely accused. After all those things, he tells his brothers, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. No revenge or nothing from you people. And he put the blame squarely on the shoulders of Shaitan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَهُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. That it is Shaitan who caused all this. When Hazrat Mista, one Sahaba, Badri Sahaba, he also got caught in the whirlpool of all the things people were talking about. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Abu Bakr, he was helping him. He was giving him a stipend money every year. He was a poor sahabi. And then when he also spoke against his daughter, he took a qasam, I won't help him anymore. Allah Ta'ala said, oh, that is not correct. Forgive him, Hazrat Abu Bakr. Ala tuhibbuna an yaghfira Allahu lakum. Don't you like that? Allah must forgive you. He said, I love that. And he increased, double that also. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the occasion of Taif. How the people treated him. And not because his shops were looted. And what are the shops? The shops are like toilet canisters. All the dirt and filth of this dunya. What is dunya? Dunya is nothing. The real reality is of deen. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in spite of that, he also made dua for them. The farishta came, and he said, I can put this, crush this people between these two mountains. He said, no, I will make dua for them. If not them, their progeny. Many of us, we say, we don't know who is this Yajuj, Majuj, or another creation of Allah completely. What they have got, no. we must look at Allah. Make dua for them. Open our hearts, Allah will give us much more. This great and grand work of deen which Allah has given us, whether it's Darul Ulooms, whether it's Khanqah, this great work of tabligh and da'wah, and please let us understand, when the announcement is made for gasht, announcement is made for bayan, our success and the success of the entire world, of everyone, lies in fulfilling the commands of Allah. Don't just pass it off, oh, it's a tablighi announcement again. Tablighi bayan going to take place. This is reality. Allah on the hands of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when deen by and large became customary and became bid'at and innovation and shirkiyat came in the ummah, he put the ummah on that pedestal again and he brought them up to that position that we can realize that we have to have the commands of Allah in our lives. The sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So don't take this work lightly in any way whatsoever. As we have come today, every Friday night, Shab Guzari, wherever it's taking, according to Mashura, whatever programs are taking place, let us be part and parcel 100% behind it. And let us take part in it. If we can't, make dua, encourage other people. But let us never become a hindrance in any way. Let us not pass any funny comments or anything of that sort. This is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that Allah has blessed us with for us in this age and time. And bring the reality of this. So inshallah, who of the brothers are prepared to fulfill the taqazas which will be put in front of us now? Inshallah, please give our names.